Welcome to the Highland Formation Podcast. I am Ashley Sturman, and I will be guiding us through today's prayer and reading. We know that a deep breath is a gift from God. So as we begin, I invite you to notice your breathing, and let's take a few deep breaths together. Sometimes I like to put my hand on my stomach to make sure that I am breathing deeply. Take a deep breath of peace. A deep breath of hope. And a deep breath of courage. Join me in praying aloud together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen. During this season, we are learning the words of Deuteronomy 6, 4 through 9 together. So hear the word of the Lord, and if you know these words, you can say them with me. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These commandments that I give you today are to be on your hearts. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road, when you lie down and when you get up. Tie them as symbols on your hands and bind them on your foreheads. Write them on the door frames of your houses and on your gates. Today I am reading from God's Big Picture Bible Storybook from N.T. Wright, and this page is called The Disciple Who Doubted. One of Jesus' disciples, Thomas, was always asking awkward questions. He hadn't always understood what Jesus was saying, but he had stayed loyal. Thomas hadn't been with the other disciples when Jesus had appeared in the middle of the room. They told him over and over that they had seen Jesus, but he didn't believe them. "I would need to touch him," he said. "I'd need to put my finger into the wounds where the nails went into his hands and feel where the spear went into his body." He wasn't going to be taken in by their story. A week later, all the disciples were together in the same house as before. The doors were locked, but suddenly there was Jesus again, standing in the middle of the room. "All right, Thomas," said Jesus. "Bring your finger here and touch my hands. Bring your hand here and feel where the spear went in. Just believe." That was enough for Thomas. "My Lord," he said, "and my God." Jesus smiled. "All right, Thomas. Now you have seen, and now you have believed. May God bless everyone who believes, even though they haven't seen." The word of the Lord. I wonder if any of the other disciples also wanted to feel Jesus' wounds, but were too afraid to say anything until Thomas said something. What are you wondering about this story this week? As we finish our time together, say these words of blessing with me. May my eyes see people as God does. May my ears hear God's voice. May my mouth speak God's truth. May my heart know God's love. May my hands serve others. And may my feet follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Brothers and sisters in Christ, as your attention returns to what has happened or what will happen in your day, remember that life is short, and we have so little time to gladden the hearts of those who travel with us. So be quick to love, make haste to be kind, and may the peace of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit abide with you now and remain with you always. Amen.